I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin. When it comes to reopening public schools, there are four things on which most agree. First, we acknowledge the need for children to be back in school. Second, we accept that the safety of our children, teachers, and staff is paramount. Third, we agree on the value of in-class instruction, but recognized, at least most of us do, that we cannot return to the way things were before March. Finally, few are satisfied with the plans we've had advanced to date. We need better solutions. So I consulted with the person who spent more time studying and forming conclusions on our public schools than just about anyone else in our state, former Superior Court Judge Howdy Manning. When our state Supreme Court ruled in the Leandro lawsuit that North Carolina wasn't providing our children with the sound basic education guaranteed by our Constitution, then Chief Justice Burley Mitchell turned the case over to Manning to enforce. Judge Manning traveled all over the state, visited big schools and small, inspected facilities, and talked with teachers, parents, and students. He pored over detailed reports, test scores, and consulted with other states. Howdy Manning isn't afraid of making hard decisions, and he has the scars to prove it. So I called the colorful jurist, and he didn't disappoint. Manning told me we weren't prepared for online instruction and didn't do it well when forced into it. Adding too many children essentially wasted the last 3 months of the last school year. He emphasized we can't afford to lose another year, and still isn't convinced we're prepared to deliver online learning well. When I asked how to begin, Manning said, quote, "Let's start with the little children," end of quote, as he calls them. "They're the ones we're losing because we aren't teaching them to read and do basic math. If they don't get it by third grade, they won't ever catch up. Our primary effort needs to be pre-K through grade 3. So here's an alternative plan. Let's insist that pre-K through third grade children be in the classroom come the start of the year. They'll benefit most from the individual attention. Their progress can be observed daily. Plus, they're less likely to catch the coronavirus or spread it. Now, if at all possible, middle schoolers should also be in class. To ensure 6 feet of social distancing, we're going to need many more classrooms. Let's spread them out into our high school classrooms. Upper grade students are prepared better to adapt to remote instruction and don't require as much child care. We already have a teacher shortage, and this plan would require even more teachers. Perhaps some current teachers could be repurposed to teach lower grades. Current teachers who fall into high-risk categories for the virus or don't feel safe returning to class should not be blamed or shamed for not returning. Judge Manning spoke to the teacher shortage and also how to teach those students not in class, acknowledging many don't have tablets or high-speed internet access. Quote, "We have this wonderful statewide public television network in North Carolina," he said. "So let's identify master teachers in various subjects and put them in front of our students each day on our public TV network." Almost 98% of all the homes in North Carolina can receive public television. Remember, it was originally called educational television. I remember learning 8th grade physical science from WUNC-TV. Then, as now, it is one of our state's great resources. Now, maybe there's some other equally innovative and effective out-of-the-box ideas that will work. Now's the time to hear them.